Welcome to the Your Color Style podcast, where we believe the more you know about color, the more you'll know what colors flatter you best. I'm your host, Jen Thoen. I had the great pleasure of talking with Jody Filogomo from jtouchofstyle.com. Her blog is a lot of fun and actually addresses three different decades of women from 50s, 60s, and 70s. She is also the admin of the Facebook group for the movement Forever Fierce. So we talk about rules and breaking rules, midlife, and finding your tribe.
Well, my story starts as I'm a retired cosmetic dentist, and I practiced for over 20 years. And then when I sold my practice a little earlier than I thought I was going to, things just came together a little faster than we thought. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, when a door opens, you go through it. So mm-hmm. I sold it, and the background is I love to shop. I have always loved to shop and I would take my friends shopping. That to me is so fun. You know, for I'd have a friend say, oh, but I don't like to shop. And to me, that's inconceivable. So I would say, let me help, you know, and I'd take them shopping. And it, to me, it's just fun to help people and explore and find new things and to shop for them. So when I sold my practice, it was on my radar. You know, maybe I'll become a personal shopper. I'll do that.
Oh, okay. And so you had already been thinking about this. Okay.
Well, only because, you know, I had been doing this with friends. And so I thought, well, maybe I'll do this for my next career, my next joyful thing. But, you know, how do you really get started? I wasn't sure. And my husband said, why don't you start a blog? Of course, I didn't know what a blog was. But so we did some research and, you know, there are quite a few over 50 bloggers out there. And we were thinking, well, what could we do to make it different? And I am very blessed to have both my mom and we call her my bonus mom lately, but she's my stepmom.
Okay.
They live, you know, close by within 5 or 10 minutes. And we thought, you know, wouldn't that be interesting to be able to showcase three different decades? Basically with either the same kind of item or the same color scheme or the same theme, you know, how we would do it different. And what I have learned to like and tried to, embrace is that we are different. You know, not only are we different decades. And so you've been brought up thinking about style and fashion differently. We are also different body shapes. Mm-hmm. And then we really have different styles, you know, how we approach fashion and how we approach our outfits and putting things together. So that's been interesting. And I, you know, I have readers that say, oh, I so relate to your mom or I so relate to Nancy. And that's nice. It's nice that because we have different ways we look at it, that they can relate to different styles that way.
So you decided you're going to do this blog. Was it intentionally to help people sort of like know how to shop because you love shopping? Or was it really more of a family thing that you thought this would be really fun to do with my mom?
I don't think it started as more of a family thing. It started more as, oh, I have to admit, I used to be very judgmental when it comes to style. I was a professional. I was, you know, as a dentist. You're stuck in this professional, you're a leader, you know, you tell people, you know, how to take care of their teeth, et cetera. And so, and on top of that, I used to watch What Not to Wear.
It's so funny you said that. So many people say that.
Well, and it's funny because even my husband would watch it with me. And so, and I think, along with that, you know, like people from my mom's age group, especially, you grew up with all of these rules. And I think that's where it come in. So you think, okay, this is how you do it. And that's the only way to do it. I mean, that's how I felt. Mm-hmm. And I would look at people and think, well, that's wrong, or that's wrong, or that's the right way to do it. And so when I started the blog, I have to admit, I thought I knew everything. and I don't. And let me just put it out there. I don't. I feel like I have learned so much from blogging. I feel like it may have started with me wanting to show the right way to get dressed, but I feel like it's evolved. And evolved is my word basically of the year with the blog. I feel like it's evolved to learning instead, to learning maybe how your style can change, how we maybe should evolve. I really feel like we all should evolve over time. And so should our style. And so not only have I evolved, I feel like, in my style and what I like and what I've learned, but the blog has evolved, because it used to be I would just take pictures of my mom, and then I would go to my stepmom and my husband would take pictures of me. And now that my husband's retired, he takes pictures of all three of us together.
Oh, that's nice.
And with that comes the fact that when we go out to take blog photos together, it's become a family time, which has just been wonderful. We try to go explore areas around us or events or something to make it a little more fun than just going to take photos.
I was going to ask you if this has kind of brought you guys closer together as a family. And that sounds really amazing. It sounds like you've opened up an opportunity to connect that you may not have had without doing this.
Exactly. I mean, we were close. I mean, the nice thing is we've always gotten along. You know, people ask, you know, your stepmom and your mom, they get along. You know, that's not always normal.
No, it certainly is not.
But I have been lucky. You know, growing up, that was normal. So, that makes it nicer. And then when my father died 20 years ago, it continued. So luckily, that hasn't been an issue for us. But we basically see each other once a week, most times. And it has been definitely a growing bonding experience.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's really nice. We get so busy with our lives, especially with a new venture like a blog or in another business or whatever. And it's really easy to lose connection with the people around you. I love that this has actually brought you guys together, even if it's just once a week for some photos or something. So that's really nice to hear.
Yeah, it's been fun. We take even vacations together. And of course, that means taking photos for the blog, but it's part of it. So
yeah,
it's enjoyable.
See, you mentioned your husband. So he's behind the scenes, it sounds like. What's his role in all of this besides taking your photos? Does he do anything else for you, for your business?
Well, mostly he takes the photos. Now, I put him on the blog, it was just this week, as one of the models.
Yeah,
I did.
Oh, nice.
I've had him on the blog a couple times. It's been a couple years ago, just to show men's fashion, because he has really evolved also. When we got married 15 years ago, he did not like shopping. He did not enjoy it. He did not dress, well. But with a little prodding from me, he's been very open to it, more so now. And he gets, he's gotten compliments on how he dresses. And I think that's made him feel better, just like it makes us women feel better. Mm-hmm. And, he enjoys getting dressed up. So I put him on the blog because we were talking about accessories, and he wears, he wears what I call stud apparel. It's a necklace, regularly. You know, when I first bought one for him, he's like, I can't wear a necklace. I said, well, let's just call it stud apparel.
Stud apparel, adorable. Well, your accessories could also be like watches too, right?
Yes.
Or
watches and a hat. Yeah. He always looks very dapper. That's my mom's word. She calls him dapper.
Dapper. That's cute. Very cute.
So I put him on the blog last week because my stepmom happens to be in Italy for the next couple of weeks.
Oh.
So we changed it up. So he has been a model. He He does the photography. He helps. He has an IT background, so he's been extremely helpful on the blog with IT issues, even setting up the blog. And you know how things go. There can always be technological issues.
Yes, no kidding. Yeah, my husband's been critical with my site as well. We've had so many things that happen behind the scenes as a blog owner, and I'm so glad he's smart technically like that to handle it, because goodness. Yes. It gets in the way of having fun if you have to deal with all that stuff all the time.
Well, it does. There's so much behind the scenes that you don't realize, and it's good. And I think it's good for me because I've been learning things, but it's also nice to have someone in your court just even to ask opinions. Well, what do you think of this? I would say it this way. How do you hear that? A second pair of ears and eyes is always just priceless.
Oh yeah. Life's a team sport, right?
Yes.
It's not just one person. Sometimes people think it's one person, but, behind the scenes, my husband, he plays a huge role in your color style and all the behind the scenes kind of stuff. Like, so much happens that people don't realize and they don't need to know. It's boring to them, right? But for us, it's like, yes, you know, be able to move the server.
Yes. And it's nice to have someone on your team that way.
Yeah. But I know what you mean too. It's also really nice just to be able to have someone to bounce ideas off of and to just brainstorm and talk through things, because a man's opinion, is nice to have in complement to yours, you know? So I really value those conversations when we get into it about just what else we can do and that kind of stuff. And I love it.
For the business, and even, I'll tell you, even in styling, I know this doesn't work with everyone, but I will ask my husband, you know, do you like this pair of shoes or this pair? Because I have learned when I look in a mirror, I don't always see things the same as, say, the camera sees them or other people sees them. And as a biology person, I actually researched it. And there is a scientific reason that when you look in the mirror, how your brain perceives it just differently than a camera does.
And so really?
It's somehow because I don't explain it well, but, it's your brain really just sees it differently because you're looking at yourself in the mirror as opposed to somebody else looking at you.
Yeah. You know, I find that is so interesting. I have the most successful shopping trips when Joe goes with me shopping.
Yes.
Because I will see myself, and it's really hard to see ourselves outside of our perceptions. And I'll be like, I don't like this. This doesn't look good. And he's like, it looks great. What are you talking about? You know, like, look at that. It shows off your shape. And I'm like, oh, really?
See, now that's exactly a point I like to say to people. So Jen, seriously, how many articles have you read that you should go shopping by yourself, right?
You know, right.
Somebody goes with you and they make you get stuff that you wouldn't normally, or et cetera, et cetera. And I feel exactly the opposite. You know, you want to go with the right person, obviously.
Right.
But I feel like if we only go by ourselves, and not that it's bad, but always, we only pick the same things because that's what you like, because that's what you've been wearing, because that's what you're used to seeing yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah, I agree.
You otherwise don't really change, and not that you have to change all the time, but you don't try anything new. And like I said, evolving, evolution of style is kind of how I've been, my motto lately. I feel like it's the best way is to try something new and different. And if it doesn't work, okay, great. But if you take someone else shopping, they'll say, hey, try this on. And it may be something you'd never have tried on. And half the time I find those are the things that I love the best later on, or people will compliment me on them. And I'm like, oh yeah. So it gives you a different perspective.
It is a different perspective. And I think it's that giving yourself permission to just try something different.
Yes.
You know, we, it's very easy to stay in our comfort zone. Right. And I would, I mean, I don't think I've ever really truly met anyone that is so comfortable with with themselves and their style. At least I've not personally met someone, you know, that they're not wanting to try something different. But getting out of that comfort zone can be so scary for some people, for a lot of us, that unless you have that validation from someone else, you're not going to pick that dress up. You're not going to try those new shoes or that color or whatever it is. And so, I think everyone should have a really good shopping buddy that is just, that works well with you, right? When you go shopping. So did you try new stuff?
And is willing to tell you the truth too, because, you know, I know sometimes you feel like the sales associate is saying something just to get you to buy something. So you want someone there says, well, I like this one better than this one. And there's not always a reason. I'm not always good at saying why that looks better than that, but just a different set of eyes and being open. I think being open to new styles and trying something new benefits us almost more than anything.
We'll get back to talking with Jody in just a moment. If you are struggling to figure out what colors look best on you, why not try the quiz out on yourcolorstyle.com/quiz. It's absolutely free, and it will walk you through step-by-step how you can figure out what types of colors look best on you. So visit yourcolorstyle.com/quiz. So you mentioned the word evolve and evolution, which I love because I believe that we're constantly changing. Our tastes are always changing. Our bodies and our coloring are changing. Yes. Life's changed, right? We can't control a lot of what happens around us. So how would you describe how your personal style has changed over the last 4 to 5 years then?
Wow. I almost feel like it's a 180 because.
Yeah.
Coming from a professional as a boss, as a leader, I felt I needed to look that way. I needed to look sophisticated. I needed to be respected. And that's not bad, but I was very serious. I think even as a kid, I was more serious than playful. And I feel like through this blogging, seeing other women's styles who are more artsy and creative, and I may have looked at them in my past life, looked at them and thought, well, that's silly or that doesn't go together. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I look at them now and think, but that's their personality. That's what I've learned is what we wear should be a representative of what we are inside. And that can be different from day to day, and it can be different depending on who you're spending time with or where you're going. But I feel like I've been laughing and saying I'm regressing. I feel like I'm regressing and becoming more of a child and being more playful in my outfits and having fun and being bright and colorful. And heck, I've been shopping in the kids section every once in a while, and it's been fun. It's been so freeing.
It's just, again, allowing yourself just to be you, right? Yeah. You use the words needed to be a few times when you first were kind of describing how you used to dress or thought you should have to dress. And I think those words are really interesting, that I need to be a certain way, or I should be dressing a certain way. And we lock ourselves into those definitions, right? That box. And now since you don't really have a reason to feel like you need to be serious, it sounds like maybe you're getting back to your roots, to like maybe who you truly are.
And how would you know that if you wouldn't be open to it, I think?
Right. Yeah.
But you know, I'm a huge lover of quotes. I feel like it's a small sentence or a small paragraph that can land a huge punch. And just recently I used a quote from Steve Maraboli saying, when I accept myself, I am freed from the burden of needing you to accept me. And I just love that, because that's how I've been feeling lately, that it's very, very freeing to say, you know, I want to wear this tutu skirt. And sure, you may think that's silly, but it makes me feel feminine and it makes me feel like a ballerina and that makes me feel good. And why should I not wear it?
That's just perfect. We should write that on our walls.
Yes. Well, growing up, you know, my mom, so I talk a lot with my mom. She's 81. And Okay. Of course, she was brought up with rules. And I think society has changed a little bit, but I'm not sure you would realize it unless you're looking for it. That, you know, you shouldn't wear black and navy together, or you shouldn't wear white after Labor Day. You know, those rules we grew up with.
Right. So
I think that's where it's changed. All of us that need to probably comes from hearing those rules over and over and over. Right? Don't you think?
Right. Yes, I do. And it really, what are they but just someone's definition they put down on paper at some point?
Yes.
They're not anything, you know. It's funny. Someone will ask me, you know, if they should wear a certain color, you know, should I wear this or can I wear that? And I think to myself, well, I mean, ultimately, no, the fashion police are not going to hunt you down.
Oh my gosh, if you're wearing something that you really love to wear.
You know, so if you're wearing something that you just, it's fun and you love it and maybe you even know that may not be the most flattering thing, but you just feel good in it. I just think wear it, like wear whatever really just genuinely just makes you happy and feels good. And no one's going to stop you on the street and go, oh, you shouldn't be wearing that.
Right. And it is a shame because so many, I have readers will say, please, you know, show me how to dress more flattering or to dress thinner, mm-hmm. how I can look thinner mm-hmm. or how I can look taller. My mom used to talk about that all the time. These shoes make my legs look longer. And mm-hmm. I wrote a post a couple months ago about, it was called Imperfectly Perfect or Perfectly Imperfect. And mm-hmm. I have a sweatshirt that says that. And that's what made me think about why should we look tall, try to look taller? Why should we try to look slimmer? You know, how is that better? It does not change who we are on the inside. Growing to love ourselves as we are is very important. And I think a lot of times we blame media and with some reason, but it does start with us. We have to learn to love ourselves and not criticize others also. So what?
Right.
She has a scar here or freckles or, you know, varicose veins. Why is that bad to show them off?
Right. Exactly. And I think that's that question of why is really important, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It opens up your mind to go, well, wait, why is that a rule? Why can't I wear white on after Labor Day, for example? Like, well, why is that a rule? Like, and really questioning and doing what you feel like doing. And if you feel like you're breaking a rule, well, that's kind of fun, isn't it? You know,
yes.
And I'm going to wear this anyway,
yes.
Whatever.
Being rebellious, I feel like, I have to admit, even a couple years ago, the distressed jeans mm-hmm. I bought a pair because it's all I could find that would fit me at the time when we were out, et cetera. And I was embarrassed to wear them. And I was trying to figure out why. And I'm sure so much of it comes from that's not appropriate because mm-hmm. that's too young. It's silly. The jeans are ripped. And I think just lately I feel more comfortable. Because in a way, it's a little rebellious that, so what the rip? That's what's modern right now. That's, and sure, it may be a young trend. Some people may see it as a young trend. Mm-hmm. But why is that bad? It actually makes me feel a little younger. And I feel like if especially if I'm going to go hang out with some younger women, I feel they can relate to me better if I am more like them. Not that we should try to be more like others, but it's good to be relatable, to look contemporary in a way.
I like those words you're using. You have relatable, rebellious, and really just, again, it's actually how you feel, right? I mean, ultimately you could have worn anything.
Yes.
But if you're putting something on that you are connecting with, whatever the reason is in the situation, and it's making you feel really good about yourself, yeah, like you said, who cares if it's a quote unquote young trend? It's whatever you want to put on. Right. And then that kind of makes it fun too, right? So.
Well, and you know, when people ask me about frumpy, you know, how do I not look frumpy? And so mm-hmm. then I was trying to figure out, well, what exactly is frumpy? Because that there is no true definition. You know, you can't, one person could probably wear almost the same thing and yet it looks different on each person. And so that's been part of what I've been trying to push past. It's trying to wear things that make you feel good and get mm-hmm. out of those definitions of trendy or frumpy, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Because frumpy is a mindset, right? Yes. Frumpy is how you feel about yourself. You look in the mirror and the words we say are, I just feel so frumpy. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a mindset, right? Could just be you're just having a bad day too.
Yes. You know, the bad hair day, which is why I love hats right now.
Yeah, I finally splurged and got myself, well, it wasn't really a splurge, but I finally bought myself like an actual, you know, brimmed hat, like a sun hat. Yes. I've been wanting one forever. And it's one of those things, since I've never worn one before, I never would buy one. And so finally Joe bought it for me because he's like, it looks so super cute. You have to wear it. And now it is super cute.
and I'm like, kind of feeling ourselves then.
Yeah.
Because how many people will say, oh, I love hats on others, but I can't wear them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we hear that with almost everything. Yeah. And I think once you find, you see yourself with it a couple times, then, oh, yeah, I guess I can. It just looks different at first and you're not used to it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And the thing is that you worry so much about how you look to other people. Mm-hmm. And yet the chances are running into someone that you actually know are so slim that if you're just going out and trying something new, nobody knows that it's new for you.
Exactly. And we laugh that everyone is more concerned about what they're wearing, that they don't really care what you're wearing.
Oh, yeah. I know. I've actually given my speech to my daughter who's 17. I'm like, I promise you, no one's looking at you right now.
Oh, yes. But I would never want to be that age again because there's, you know, you just don't feel as good about yourself. You haven't been through it yet.
High school's awful. So, Jody, what is your favorite color? And do you wear it?
My favorite color right now is yellow. Yellow makes me happy. And I think, and I have a pet peeve in a way about color because so many people will say, oh, I can't wear yellow. But mm-hmm. I know there is every shade of yellow out there. And so everyone's definition of yellow is different also, but there is a shade out there really for everyone if you're mm-hmm. willing to try and be open to it.
Yeah.
I think color is so important to us. Because we're so visual mm-hmm. that it really affects how we feel, even if it's on us or if it's around us.
Yeah, I agree. Obviously.
Right? I'm singing to the choir, right?
No, but it's funny you said that. Yellow seems to be one of those colors that people will identify with as far as being a color that's like really happy. It makes you feel really good. And yet if for some reason, it's also the color that people are absolutely terrified to wear. And I think it's because of what you just said. It's that when you say yellow, they think of yellow, canary yellow, true yellow, and which is a really bright, it's the brightest color in the spectrum, right? It's a really bright out there color. And it's, and if you don't, you know, that's a really hard color to wear for a lot of people to be so bold. But like you said, there's so many versions of that color. Like there's a color for everyone. If you love that color, you can, you know.
And color, not only I think helps us. But then if you're around somebody who's wearing color, I think mm-hmm. it really affects, you know, the people around you too. And so that's,
I agree.
I just lately feel like I'm a lot more colorful than I used to be in my dress, but I'm also in a happier place in my life. And I feel like it affects, or I wouldn't say affects, it's showcasing that I probably wouldn't wear that yellow, 20 years ago when I wasn't in such a good place, I probably couldn't wear it. I wouldn't feel comfortable wearing it. And so when people say that, it does make me wonder what's going on in their life. And maybe I'm overanalyzing it, but
I don't know if you are overanalyzing it, because I feel like we, without even realizing it, right? We reflect outward yes. in different ways, not just in color and dress, but even in our mannerisms, how we're feeling on the inside. Right. And sure. I remember seeing pictures of myself back when I had my children were really, really small and I was a very tired young mom. and you know, there's a lot of photos of me with like no makeup, ponytail, really bland clothes. And, you know, I'm not judging myself because I was a, you know, mom that was running around after a bunch of little kids, but it's also the reflection of probably just how I felt about life at that moment, which is just getting through the day, you know, without juice getting spilled on me or something. So,
I mean, and those are life experiences and you need those, but you do probably showcase it more than you realize.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like how you said that about the fact that you're wearing more colors now because you feel more colorful because you're in a better place right now. I think that's really interesting. I think it's one of those catch 22 things where you don't feel great, but maybe putting something on that might make you feel better will help you feel better on the inside and so forth and so on. It's kind of, you kind of have to step out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah.
Push yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, one of my friends, and she's passed away since it's now, but, when she was going through a bunch of her cancer treatments, of course she doesn't feel good. Of course. And she said her friend made her go out shopping. And they bought a couple new pieces. And she said to me, I really feel so much better wearing these. And because they were new, they fit well. And it's true. We do feel better if we look better. Now that doesn't mean you can't have a slobby day at home, of course.
Oh, sure.
But when you're going out, it's a truth. And it's scientific fact that you do feel better if you look nice, if you're dressed nice, if you take intention with what you're wearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Really kind of boosts your energy level a little bit there.
Yes. And how people react to you. I read an interesting study. You can tell I love the science behind many things, but I read a great study where you find, if you ask two people for directions, one in a suit and one, you know, just in jeans and a t-shirt, you actually believe the person in the suit more.
Yeah. That's interesting. Because we put definition around that, don't we? It's our own, and it's our own personal definition and bias.
Yes.
We have many unconscious biases that we don't even realize.
Yes. But, you know, that is how we're brought up. That's part of life. And then to realize it and you might as well use it to your advantage.
What kind of advice might you give them for someone who's kind of going through a significant change in their life?
Well, I think I have two things. I just read it was basically a quote somebody was talking about, that we can be a masterpiece and a work in progress all at the same time. And that hit me very well, because I think that's just so true for all of us. There's part of us that feels like, okay, we know what we're doing. And then there's a part of us, depending on what we're going through, where we don't, we feel like, oh my gosh, now what do we do? Those transition times, they're tough because we have no idea. And we're most of the time we're used to feeling in control, or we know what we're doing. And so when those times come that we don't, it can be hard. But I think allowing us to realize that it's okay to not know everything, and it's okay to be new at something or not know what you're doing is just a fabulous thing. And then finding people like your tribe, finding your tribe is so helpful. It just can boost you up when you need it. It gives you inspiration. It helps you realize, oh, that's why I feel that way, or I should try mm-hmm. that. Of course, it's you being more open to it and trying to reach out to new people or new groups. It's not always easy, but I think that can make a huge difference.
Definitely. Definitely. Who's your tribe?
Well, right now, one of my tribes is the Forever Fierce group. It's the Forever Fierce Revolution on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's a group of midlife women that are, it's a kindness group. It's not to put people down. It's for inspiration. It's to help if you're having, you know, if you're an empty nester and you don't know what to do next, or you have a, you want to write a book and you need some advice, you know, things like that. I've been part of it for the last 3 years. I'm actually one of the administrators on with the group, and it's been life-changing because you meet people who are going through what you're going through and make you feel good about it.
Nice. That's an amazing resource. I hope that the listeners caught that. That's called Forever Fierce out on Facebook. It's, I'm very familiar with that movement, and it's amazing. And the women are, especially on Instagram, that are part of it are just fantastic, and they're fun to follow. So really, really nice group. So great resource.
I remember when I first looked at it, the founder is Catherine. I looked at her and thought, oh, she's too beautiful and model mm-hmm. material, and she has no idea what I'm going through. And that could be farthest from the truth. And I think that's what mm-hmm. I've learned is everyone has gone through so much, and a majority of people are very nice out there.
Exactly. And to not to make assumptions just because of what you're looking at, right?
Yes, exactly.
Because you just don't know what's going on behind that person's, you know, eyes and inside their head and their heart. Everyone has challenges, and it's always good. It's always a good reminder to realize that, especially when someone acts like a lunatic at some point.
And we all do, don't we? At some point.
Oh, yeah. We do. And you know, and when you argue, when if you can be present of mind to go, what's going on behind that person in that person's world, it can humanize them quite a bit, you know?
Yes. Like I said,
everyone's going through something.
Earlier, I used to be very judgmental, and I'm working very hard to try not to be anymore. And it's a wonderful feeling. It's wonderful to try to be more empathetic of someone. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, they just said that to me and that didn't sit well with me, but they may be having a bad day. They may not have meant that. And
right.
Because I may say something to someone and I mean it with the best intention, and they may take it incorrectly or differently, I should say.
It happens to me all the time.
Well, because I try to joke around, and not everyone wants to joke around.
Exactly. Yeah, I fall into that bucket a lot. Yeah, I tend to eat my words a few times where I'm like, I didn't mean it that way. Okay, I'm sorry.
Exactly. But being able to say I'm sorry is very good. So,
self-awareness is huge, right? I mean, that's how we change. When we decide that it's how we are at the moment isn't maybe the best version of ourselves, and we start to become self-aware, I think is when change happens. We're never going to be perfect at it. That's for sure.
Right.
But like you said,
giving up on trying to be perfect is huge.
Oh, absolutely. Cause that's never going to happen. I've tried, but it's not happening. So what do you love about this moment in your life right now?
I love being able to be who I really am. And like with the blog, how fun mm-hmm. it is to get my family together, to go to these new places, and then to actually put it out on the internet, and then to connect with other women who I would never know otherwise, like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how else would this have happened? I used to look down on social media. I remember Facebook, and thinking, well, why would I want to do that? And yet there is a good part to it. And meeting other women has, oh, it's just been the best thing ever.
So what's next for you?
What is next for me? Well, to tell you the truth, I am a huge planner. That makes a goal and I'm going to run to it with all that I can. And this year, one of my words was spontaneity or spontaneous. And so I am trying not to plan as much. I'm trying to just go with it. It's hard. It's hard for me, but I'm trying to just enjoy life as it comes and not try to worry about what's coming next and plan. So okay. That may not be an answer to your question.
No, it's a great question. It's a great answer. Is it hard? It sounds like it's hard though for you. Is it hard?
It is hard because, you know, I'm like, well, I'd really like the blog to do this and I'd really, but it's lately been a little more fun to just, okay, I want to do this or somebody gives me an idea and I'd be like, okay, you know, somebody said, hey, would you wear a lime green for mental health month? May is mental health month. And I was like, okay, I didn't have that in my editorial calendar, but I think I'm going to just switch it up and add it in.
An editorial calendar. See, I am not a planner. So those are very hard for me. I have one, but it's really hard.
See, and we would be good for each other then to push each other the opposite.
I think so. I know. I need a balance. Oh my gosh. I know. Oh my gosh. It's because I am spontaneous and all over the place. And so, the planning is a little bit more of a challenge, but I do it because it keeps me focused. If I don't have a plan and a goal, then I can be all over the place and then we won't go anywhere. So,
well, I think it is good to have a balance, although I feel like balance is almost impossible to achieve. Mm-hmm. But I think it's good to push yourself, getting out of that comfort zone, trying to be more open. Those are things I'm really working hard at. And just enjoying every day as it comes. You just never know.
Wonderful. Well, Jody, this has been a wonderful conversation. If listeners want to find you and learn more about you, where can they find you?
My website is www.jtouchofstyle.com. And then on Instagram and Facebook, it's jtouchofstyle. And I show different things on different platforms.
Fun. Well, I will definitely put your link with the notes of the podcast and also on the blog post so people can find you very easily. And this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you. This has been great. It's nice to hear someone mirror back a lot of what you think because that makes you feel better.
It is very comforting to know that everything that we feel is so unique to us isn't so unique.
Right.
And do you know what I mean? Yes. That you'll likely, if you shout out into a room of 50 people that follow the blog, something that's upsetting you or going on in your life, you will find at least one person that's already been there or going through the exact same thing. And it's like, it just makes you feel more human and more like, okay, so this is normal. This is normal.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's why I love finding my tribe.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like my entire blog and followers is my tribe because they keep me going on those days that I just don't sometimes feel like going, you know, it's like, yes. I just need a vacation and then I'll get some amazing comment or letter from someone and that keeps me going. So, and it's really nice too.
It is.
I had such a nice time talking with Jody, so please make sure to visit her blog at jtouchofstyle.com. Thank you so much for listening to the Your Color Style podcast, where we believe the more you know about color, the more you'll know what colors flatter you best.